while I do believe bullies exist in the workplace, there's no question. Nobody can steal or take away our power without our permission. So let me say more about that. You know, if we automatically step into the role of victim, or we feel like a victim to somebody else pushing us around or using certain personality characteristics that they have to take advantage, or maybe they just come from a different culture. You know, I hear this a lot, like, you know, maybe they were came up through the corporate ranks in a, you know, doggy dog corporate culture in New York City somewhere. They learn that, you know, the person with the loudest voice wins. Well, maybe that's not even against you or about you. It's just what they learned. So one, recognize that it probably has more to do with them feeling uncomfortable and that they feel the need to do this to make themselves feel a little bit more safe and comfortable. And it's not something against you. So the thing that you can do to protect yourself from that is to not allow it. And that doesn't mean getting a big argument, but it means being able to stand up for yourself. And, you know, if it is about someone with a loud voice, say, you know what, let's pick this conversation up when we both feel a little more relaxed. Or, you know what, it feels like maybe today's not the right day for this conversation. Depending on the situation, it varies, but by you actually using your voice to articulate what works for you and what doesn't work for you, you aren't disempowering yourself. And then you can still stay on an equal playing field as the other person. So you want to be careful about not elevating them as being more important than you, but really think of yourselves as, you know, every relationship is a 50-50 dance. And that doesn't matter if their title is different than yours. It's still a 50-50 dance. And if you're not holding your ground on the 50% that is yours, then you may be stepping into the role of victim. And you want to check yourself on that and learn to work on that. That's one of the things I do with my clients quite a lot.